Center Wellington, a councillor's motion to repeal the township's COVID vaccine verification policy was rejected Monday. At Monday's council meeting, Count Stephen Van Leeuwen's motion to repeal the COVID-19 vaccine verification policy was rejected by council. He gave his notice of motion at the November 29's council meeting. The policy states, all new or rehired Township of Center Wellington employees, including returning seasonal and student employees, are required to be fully vaccinated against COVID-19 as a condition of being hired or rehired by the Township of Center Wellington. The policy applies to all new and rehired township employees, volunteers, students and contractors. Count Stephen Van Leeuwen asked council to direct the SAW to remove the policy. He said public health authorities have acknowledged that vaccines do not prevent infection or transmission of COVID. 18 delegates, including Sonia Anderson from Canadian COVID Care Alliance, Neil Caro, professor of immunology at University of Guelph, Western Professor Julie Poness and local residents spoke to council in support of Van Leeuwen's motion. The motion was rejected by a 4-3 vote. Joining Van Leeuwen in voting in support of the motion were councillors Stephen Keatrice and Ian McRae. Mayor Kelly Linton expressed that Van Leeuwen's motion was an unprecedented motion for council to consider. With all the unusual things that our council has dealt with over the last few years, we've never seen a motion like this before. We're asking our council to direct our SAW to rescind an internal operating policy. We're not being asked to consider a council bylaw. We're being asked to reverse an administrative staff policy that does not apply to members of council, said Linton. Regardless of whether or not I agree with Councillor Van Leeuwen's motion, I'm very concerned that this motion falls outside council's statutory authority. To put it bluntly, I'm not sure this motion is legal. If this motion is not legal, it puts the township on a very shaky ground from a liability perspective. John Mascarin, one of township's lawyers, explained that the SAW is a permissive, statutory officer of the municipality under Section 229 of the Municipal Act. The responsibility of the SAW, if appointed, they are responsible for exercising general control and management of the affairs of the municipality for the purpose of ensuring the efficient and effective operation of the municipality. Andy Goldie was appointed by council to be the township SAW with terms of authority exactly the same as permitted under Section 229 of the Municipal Act. As such, the motion could be deemed in conflict with the CAO's statutory as well as his delegated authority as given to him by council. The vaccine policy was developed, implemented and enforced at the direction and at the authorization of the SAW as required by law and as permitted under law, said Mascarin. Van Leeuwen's motion proposes to change an administrative policy, not a council policy, that the SAW has specific statutory authorization to put in place. While the Municipal Act does not prevent council from lawfully enacting bylaws which have impact on human resources policies that are applicable to the municipality's employees, such authority has already been ceded and granted by the council to the SAW, and it's granted to him lawfully which cannot be derogated from by council. There was no cogent or persuasive evidence in our view indicating that such authority was improperly exercised by the SAW. To the contrary, there's compelling evidence to support the actions of the SAW in implementing the vaccination policy that seeks to protect the health and safety of the township's workers as well as the public, Mascarin said. Michael Horvitt, another of the township's lawyers, also explained that the vaccination policy is lawful under statutes in employment law as it is set to protect workers from harm. Section 25(2)(h) of the Occupational Health and Safety Act, OHSA, which requires every employer to take every precaution, reasonable in the circumstances, for the protection of a worker. It's not a protection of an employee but a worker, said Horvitt. Council members are not employers of a worker, but the employer status falls under the municipality itself, which legally falls under the CAO's roles and responsibilities, council was told.